Okay, let's get over here to Pat. We can at least get your question in before the top of the hour, ma'am. Go for it.
Oh, good. This is just a quick question. Your little protocol, I got at the clinic for when you get a cold, the 150,000 vitamin A, 15,000 vitamin D for 3 days. Actually, day two is half. But don't you recommend the Bernard's solution with that as well, like 10 drops?
One certainly can use that. The Bernard solution is just the trade name for potassium iodide.
Right.
And if one is not doing those 10 drops at a time for more than those 3 days again, well, yes, one can do that too. I wouldn't do it at the exact same time, though, as the vitamins A and D. Those are what's called fat soluble. The potassium iodide is water soluble, and it's fairly active, and I don't know if it would mess with the vitamin A and D activity,
Oh,
so
okay.
I do them separately. Now, one other thing, ma'am. I know you said half the dose on the second day, and that's what was in the New York State Journal of Medicine, no question. That's what was in the research. But we modified that a number of years back simply because doing the whole thing for 3 days doesn't hurt anybody. Remember,
Okay.
if we take too much vitamin A, we're going to get ourselves a headache.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier. Okay, so the 150 and 15 for
Just
all
3 days in a
three days.
row, and then you just got to stop for a while because that's a big load for the body.
Yeah. You mean stop taking D and A for what,
Yes, ma'am,
a
but only
week or
temporarily.
something?
For yeah,
Yeah.
maybe a week. Maybe a week is just right. Yes.
Okay, and you suggest 50,000. I've been taking 25 of the vitamin A, but 50 works?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the best. And I heard you tell a lady before
Ma'am,
about
oh.
I have an autoimmune disease I've been diagnosed with. I have Sjogren's, and then he said I was like borderline, that's my rheumatologist, borderline lupus. And you said something about estriol and HCG.
You
I
bet, ma'am.
take estriol with my bioidentical hormones. Is that enough? I think it's only like 6 milligrams here. Let's see, 3 milligrams of estriol. That doesn't sound like
Okay.
much.
Yeah, I think I would if I would look at what your last test said, and there is room to boost it very frequently up to six. The HCG has to be self-injected at home. You learn how to
Okay.
do it. You don't have to pay the doctor all the time. So anyway, ma'am, we're coming up against the top of the hour
Okay.
here, but yes, those would be useful against any autoimmune disease.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Wright. Have a great day.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Bye.